91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Kayla Haggett. Quinte West City Council voted last night in favor of keeping the first-past-the-post voting system for the 2018 municipal election. The province announced an update to the Municipal Elections Act. This update lets municipalities change the way voters choose their political candidates locally. Councillor Don Kuhn says the province failed to provide support, and he feels that the municipality were being used as guinea pigs for the province.
So they're basically reaching out to the municipalities. This is the way, this isn't just from my point of view. It seems to me like they want us to try it out to see if it works. But they're not offering any kind of compensation for municipalities if we want to go ahead and try all that.
The municipality says switching to a ranked ballot system could cost $17,000. The Belleville Police Service have released warrants for an adult man and woman after further investigation into thefts at local churches. A 24-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman are wanted on counts of theft under $5,000, fraud under $5,000, and possession of property obtained by crime. Police are asking anyone with information to contact the Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A proposed class action lawsuit is being launched by a former Canadian Navy sailor. Nicola Peffers is alleging a culture of fear, sexual harassment, and abuse against female, gay, bisexual, and transgender members of the military. Peffers served on frigates based near Victoria and had served 9 years in the Navy before leaving in 2012. She alleges her complaints of harassment and unwanted sexual advances went ignored. Her lawyers expect hundreds and perhaps thousands of military members to join the class action. The BC Regional Chief for the Assembly of First Nations has resigned as head of the Assembly's Missing and Murdered Women portfolio after posting a picture with sexual undertones on social media. Shane Gottfriedson has told a special meeting of chiefs that the post was not his finest moment. The organization has yet to indicate who will replace Gottfriedson in the portfolio. Hearings are expected to begin early next year to examine the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. 10,000 villages at Loyalist College today until 3 p.m. to bring students and staff handcrafted gifts from around the world. The nonprofit is set up in the cafeteria and features products from 27 countries and over 20,000 different artists from developing countries. If you don't get a chance to check out the display at the college today, 10,000 Villages has a store in Picton. Drake and Justin Bieber are among this year's Canadian Grammy Award nominees announced this morning. Victoria Ahern has more.
I know when that hotline bling. Toronto-based rapper Drake has the most nominations of all Canadian artists with 8 in total, including Best Rap Album for Views. Only Beyoncé has more nominations with 9, while Rihanna and Kanye West also have 8. Stratford, Ontario-raised Bieber's 4 nominations include Best Song and Best Pop Solo Performance for Love Yourself. Other Canadian nominees include Toronto-area rappers Tory Lanez and Party Next Door, and Roots artist Northern Cree of Northern Alberta. Victoria Ahern, The Canadian Press.
That's QNET News on 91X to 105. In sports, former NHL player Eric Lindros says a concussion in Vancouver is no different than a concussion in Quebec. Lindros is among a group of former professional athletes calling for a national standard to diagnose and treat concussions in sports. He says one blanket protocol for the country could be taught in schools and help young athletes recognize a head injury. The Ford World Women's Curling Championships will return to Canada in 2018. North Bay, Ontario will serve as a host for the competition from March 17th to 25th. The North Bay Memorial Gardens will be the host arena. Ontario last hosted the event in 1996 at Hamilton. Saskatchewan Rough Riders defensive lineman Eric Norwood has announced his retirement from the Canadian Football League. The 28-year-old signed with Saskatchewan last May after spending 3 seasons with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. In 44 career regular season CFL games, Norwood had 124 defensive tackles, 24 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 5 forced fumbles. He was named an East Division All-Star in 2014. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's 3 degrees and cloudy, with the clouds expected to remain for the rest of the day and temperatures peaking at 5 degrees. Tonight, it will drop to 1 degree with periods of rain. At 107, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. News on 91X next at 3.